CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. President Obama's top economic advisor says the White House can and will do more to keep the economic recovery going. Austin Goolsbee tells CNN's State of the Union that the administration wants to make it easier for companies to do business.
The president has enacted this regulatory look back in which we go through the 20 big agencies and find those regulations that are outmoded or if they're costly that we streamline to try to encourage investment.
Goolsbee warned against reading too much into last month's reports, noting 1 million jobs have been added to the economy over the past 6 months. A massive wildfire in northeastern Arizona has charred nearly 150,000 acres and prompted hundreds of evacuations. Brad Potassi of the Maricopa Fire Department says it's impacting a wide and diverse area.
We have some crews within the cities doing structure protection, and we have some crews in very rugged mountainous terrain in the Arizona forest.
And some folks say it's really hard to see the nearby mountains for all the smoke generated by the massive fires. A senior U.S. official tells CNN that Yemen's president has severe burns to his face and chest, plus shrapnel wounds. Ali Abdullah Saleh was injured Friday during an attack on his palace. Israeli forces opened fire on pro-Palestinian protesters who tried to walk across Syria's border with Israel. Lieutenant Colonel Avital Leibovich explains the actions of Israeli defense forces.
We warned them verbally with warning shots into the air, and when these two options failed, we had to open fire.
Syrian television reports 11 of the protesters were killed with dozens more wounded. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
AutoZone. Saving gas is easy as 1, 2, 3 with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
3 easy tips and a trip to AutoZone can help you get the most miles out of every gallon. Perform a simple tune-up, use a fuel treatment, and maintain proper tire pressure to save gas and cash. AutoZone has more expert advice to help you save at the pump and everything you need to do the job right. Get to AutoZone today and maximize your gas mileage.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you really love quality Swiss timepieces, then you must go to Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, Swiss Army, and many more. But it isn't just the brands. It's the number of timepieces within each brand that truly distinguishes Jarrett.
It can only be Jarrett.
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Welcome in. We have a monster show today, and I want to make sure that you guys know that now you can see what goes on in the studio on NBC4's Washington Nonstop. We're on Friday nights at 8:30 and Saturday mornings again at noon.
Does that mean everybody can see me eating all the food that's
everybody can see you right porking out here? But I know it's on channel 460 on Fios, and it's on a different channel on every system. So check
Which
it out
makes
because
it really easy to find.
That's right. We are Regis
you have
and
to
Kelly.
Really want to find us?
We are the invisible Regis and Kelly. So anyways, we do have a great show. We have one of absolutely the greatest pastry chefs in the studio with us today. Tiffany McIsaac.
Can we say that completely unbiased?
No, but she's the pastry chef for Neighborhood Restaurant Group, which is Vermilion and Buzz Bakery and Rustico and Birch and Barley and what did I say? Evening Star Cafe. Anyways, you know, she came in here as the pastry chef for Birch and Barley, and now she's running the whole show, and she's doing some stuff that's Delicious and wacko, too. So she's in talking about there's a new Buzz Bakery in Arlington, and it's not your average bakery.
And we're going to get to that. Let's introduce
the other
people.
Well, I just want to say, this is a bakery with a bar, a patio, all kinds of stuff, so it's cool.
It's very cool, and we're going to talk all about it.
All right, venga, venga.
Tiffany on. Okay, so later in the show, we are going to be talking to the two guys behind Venga. This is the new hot restaurant app that you can download on your iPad or any of your big smartphone systems. And it tells you where to go, where to eat, and special deals all around the city. So we'll be talking to Winston Lord and Sam Von Pallararo all about that.
Pallararo.
Did I say it wrong?
That's easy for you to say. When Delilah talks.
And then we have Chef Tom Elder, who is also here. He runs the kitchen at Hearth. It's the new restaurant over at the Hilton in McLean Tyson's.
And lastly, but never leastly, because we love our liquid refreshments, we're talking Catoctin Creek, which is Loudoun County's first and only legal distillery since before Prohibition. It was founded only 2 years ago in Percival. And Scott Harris, who founded it along with his wife Becky, is in with Tastes and Talk of Catoctin. But if we have the taste first, we're probably not likely to be able to talk.
I think I
probably talk better after the tasting.
But yeah, I've heard you talk.
Okay.
Scott, why a distillery and why in Loudoun County, since you obviously had to go through a lot to be the first one?
Sure. I mean, we're in Loudoun County because it's our home. We live there, and Loudoun County is deep in the wine country. There's more than 24 wineries now in Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was critical to, you know, being available to these farms, these vines, and getting products in that are fresh. We live a quarter mile from the distillery, so that's pretty nice. I don't have the commute anymore to deal with. And why did we do it? Because we're crazy. You know, we had a lot of money we had to get rid of very quickly.
Right.
And this is a great way to do that.
So what did it take for you to set up the distillery?
It took us about a year of planning, of getting licensing, getting the financing, getting all the equipment, most of which is custom equipment from Germany, and getting all that in place. We started the company February of 2009. By January of 2010, we were all up and running and producing product.
All right. Well, later in the show, we're going to ask you I want to get more details of like the education you had to because not everybody's a natural distiller. I assume there's some education involved. But first, why don't you tell us what you brought today?
Sure. Yeah. I brought basically a little selection of all of our products. Mm-hmm. We predominantly make rye whiskey and we make it
Tiffany's
different
styles. Eyes light up.
Yeah.
Yum!
We make two different styles. All of our rye-based products are organic, which is a bit unusual. We're one of only about two or three organic whiskey producers in the nation.
What makes it organic?
What makes it organic is that we've been certified by an organic certification agency that says that the raw materials we use don't have any insecticides, any pesticides. You know, these things in whiskey can come through in the flavor, and you get these off flavors and these harsh kind of
booze
notes.
That's good for you.
Yeah. There we go.
Where have you been all my life?
Like the Pop-Tart that's good for
that's
you.
That's right. So the first one that I would probably show you guys is our Mosby Spirit, which is a traditional Virginia rye whiskey. It's an unaged whiskey, so it means it's never been in a barrel. And because it's never been in a barrel, it's clear as water. It looks like vodka.
You know what's interesting? I had my first, because I'm not a big hard stuff drinker, I had my first glass of rye whiskey couple of nights ago, and I don't even know what the hell it was, but it was delicious.
Yeah, it's really nice spirit.
All right, well, why don't you pour that?
Okay.
And we're going to get in and start talking to Tiffany. Tiffany, I have all this stuff here that I'm supposed to, like, introduce you with, but I'd rather just get into the Pop-Tart that I'm digging in on.
Yes.
Tiffany McIsaac of Buzz Bakery and Neighborhood Restaurant Group Restaurants, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, listen, last time you were in, you had just taken over all the pastries for Neighborhood Restaurant Group, and now you've launched a second Buzz. So,
how many Buzzes can one person have?
Well, I think only two, because
I feel like I could possibly have more.
So tell us about the differences between the two Buzzes.
I mean, they have a lot of the same items. They've, they're based around cupcakes. The new Buzz, however, has a couple of different things that we're offering. The first thing that we have that I'm really excited about is we've got a big take and bake section. So we've got like raw cookie dough for slicing and baking at home, scones, biscuits, all kinds of things that you can take so that if you can't make it in to see us, like on a weekend or if you're hosting a party one morning, you can actually bake it right at your house. So you don't have to, you know, even get out of your jammies.
I think that's such a brilliant idea. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I wasn't sure how it was going to sell. I just didn't really know what the neighborhood would respond to, and it is flying off the shelves.
You're doing it at both locations, or you're just doing it in Clarendon?
We're just doing it in the one in Ballston. Yeah.
Okay.
We have ice creams that we're doing there, pint by the pint, that you can take home with you. They're actually being made out of birch and barley.
Okay.
And we're also doing popsicles. So those are just some of like the fun we've got.
So are these freezer. Your original ice cream recipes too?
So yep. What kind of flavors are you doing?
Well, we're doing one that's it's a mint chip, which is pretty standard, but it's made with mint that we're getting from Arcadia.
Okay.
So that's exciting because it's our first
year. We'll have to explain what Arcadia is too.
It's our awesome farm, and it's our first year of getting things from them. So that was one of the first products I got.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing one that's a cereal milk. So it's basically Cinnamon Toast Crunch steeped in cereal, but then and we make a sorbet out of it, but then we add Maker's Mark to it. So.
So it's a little different.
Than like regular cereal milk. Well, maybe it's some people's cereal milk, but not mine. It's
ice cream that can get you arrested for drunk driving.
Yes.
Nice.
And then we're doing oatmeal, which is
actually that'll put the kids to sleep, won't it?
Probably. Couple bites.
David's like get me a pint. Yeah.
We're doing oatmeal. We're doing we've got one that's like a peanut butter crunch, so it's got peanut butter and pretzel brittle mixed into a peanut butter ice cream. So, you know, it's like some fun takes. We don't
so you're just
have,
having a
like,
good time with it.
Yeah, we don't have like your standards, but I think people are appreciating that.
Does it matter that you have two bakeries that are really so close to each other? Does that affect anything?
Thank God I have two bakeries that are so close to each other so I can go back and forth between them. I don't think so because the original, they have completely different feels, I think. And the original one really does have a cult following that I think will continue to be really loyal to that. So we're looking for a whole new fan base in this new neighborhood that we're in. And I think,
I think you should explain to people what the new one looks like. Cause it's a little
it's
Alice
like
in
my
Wonderland.
Alice, yes. It's
I
like Alice in Wonderland.
It.
I love it too. You know, when we originally talked about doing this Buzz, I'd wanted to do something different than your standard giant trays of tons of food, you know, that you see when you normally go into a bakery. So everything's under little individual glass domes. We actually, they found like these hand blown.
Okay.
Glass
they're not
from
little,
Italy.
Like they're like, balloons.
Yeah,
like,
they're beautiful.
So
I can't even do it justice by trying to describe it. It's it's exactly what I wanted, but 10,000 times cooler because a designer did it and not me. So it's pretty exciting.
All right, now let's talk about what you brought in today. So I'm drinking. What am I drinking?
You're drinking the kitchen's drink of choice.
Okay.
Between both buzzes, everybody loves these. We drink like a million of them a day.
Okay.
It's an iced dirty chai with soy milk. So basically, it's Madcap Coffee, which is our new coffee that we're offering only at the Ballston location right now.
Okay.
So it's a shot of espresso.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make our own house blend of chai. Normally when you go out and get chai, it's a syrup or it's a powder, but we actually steep our own. So it's an infusion of black tea, fresh ginger, vanilla bean, coriander, cardamom, cinnamon, like all kinds of stuff go into it. And then we sweeten it with honey. And
very tasty.
I actually prefer it topped off with soy milk. You can get it with any kind of dairy you want, but I really like the nuttiness from the soy milk.
Well, let's talk about Madcap Coffee,
where they come from?
Where they come from, and why are you working with them?
They're from Michigan. You know, they're just committed to the same things that we're committed to, which is making sure that they very carefully source the products that they use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys that run it are young. They're like the chefs of coffee. It's so cool for me to get to talk to them about it because they're as passionate about coffee as I am about food. You know, they travel to the farms to make sure that the standards are where they want them, make sure the beans are the way they want them. They have great relationships with these people. They don't just buy from whoever. They know exactly where the beans are coming from. And that's something that was really important to us.
So I guess what you can say is that the way you guys feel about food with, you know, Arcadia and everything at the restaurants, it's sort of pervasive. You're trying to bring it in with the different products that you have, like our local drink guy down here.
Well, but I got, because you're also doing cocktails there too, right?
We are doing cocktails. Yeah, we have cocktails, wine.
They had it at the other Buzz Bakery too.
We have it at the other one,
well,
but it never
I didn't
really
know that. I mean, how many different kinds of highs do you want people to have?
Any kind
get
they want.
Buzz.
Does Buzz Bakery come with your own designated driver?
That's something we could definitely consider if we get to that point.
So tell us a little bit about the cocktails there.
The cocktails are, again, they're just kind of, you know, fun, playful drinks. You can come in and get any of your standards, but the cereal milk sorbet, for example, is actually based on a cocktail that we have, which is made from the same milk with scotch. So I liked it so much that I was like, oh, we should make this into a sorbet so people can take it to go and have it at home. So,
fun.
You know, it's kind of a fun menu.
And let's just talk a little bit about popsicles.
Popsicles, yes, the bane of my existence.
Are they big right now? They must be huge.
Yes. It was a really good idea because we sell a lot of them, but it was a really bad idea because I can only make them
because we sell a lot
time.
Of them, right.
So, I mean, but it's great. You know, we've got
your own flavors.
Are you doing fun flavors?
We are. I mean, like the one that I've not really touched too much is strawberry because the strawberries are so good right now that they're just straight up strawberry.
Right.
But we're doing, like we've got one where we juice grapes and then we add fresh ginger to it. We're doing kiwi and basil.
So yum.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We're doing one that's honey and bananas dipped in chocolate. You know, so it's.
Oh, this is a far cry from the beersicles that Rusty Co. started off with.
Oh my gosh, the beersicles.
Those are a big deal. Those are so controversial.
Yes. We've got about a minute before we have to take a break. But let's. You brought in some amazing stuff. Hold up the Katy Perry cupcake so that the cameras.
The Katy Perry.
Yeah, you guys have to see this. Describe it because.
Well, the Katy Perry cupcake, the 930 Club was doing a scavenger hunt across D.C. and Virginia for backstage passes to a Katy Perry concert that's coming up. And the last clue was to come and get the Katy Perry cupcake from their favorite bakery that makes the 930 Club. So we came up with this, and it's actually fashioned after her bra from the California Girls.
It's perfect.
And it's it's vanilla chiffon that we've dyed pink, and it's filled with sour cherry curd, vanilla frosting, and then a cherry rolled in disco dust.
And then just lastly, tell us about these.
The waffles. That's
which I already ate.
That we're doing. I'm super excited about
Diet
the waffles.
Busters.
We're doing waffles that are made to order every morning at Buzz in Ballston. They have them on the weekends at Buzz Slater's, but we're doing them every morning in Ballston.
Buzz in Ballston doesn't sound right. But...
so today Claritin. I brought you our signature one, which is toffee and applewood smoked bacon actually mixed into the waffle. So it's great because it's a grab-and-go item. You don't need to sit down, eat it with a knife and fork, and put maybe
syrup
on it.
You could just put it in, like, little wax bags
and
head out.
Yeah, everything is already mixed in that you need.
Excellent.
So it's perfect to just take with you on your way to work.
All right, we have to take a break. We're going to be back with you in just a sec. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to be talking more Buzz, and we'll be discussing Vanga in just a bit. We'll be right back.
What if learning a new language was as easy as watching your favorite TV show or playing your favorite video game? What if, while you were having your morning coffee, you could learn how to speak or read a new language? Well, now you can. Introducing an all-new, more powerful Rosetta Stone. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the all-new Rosetta Stone software is now easier than ever before. You can learn your new language on your computer, then practice in your car or on your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing a single word. It's never been easier to learn a new language. And to celebrate, Rosetta Stone is giving away free demo CD-ROMs of their all-new language immersion technology. To get yours absolutely free, call now, 1-800-900-2599. Immerse yourself in your new language. Call now and receive your free demo CD-ROM of the all-new Rosetta Stone software. 1-800-900-2599. For your free demo, call 1-800-900-2599.
Newsmakers on the Federal Drive.
Phil Reitinger, Deputy Undersecretary of DHS's National Protection and Programs Directorate. You envision Einstein relieving CIOs of a lot of the daily operational things they have to do?
Absolutely not. There's going to be no removal of operational responsibilities from agencies. In fact, we want to go in the exact opposite direction. We want to enable the key players in the private sector and in agencies to be more effective.
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I almost made a beast of myself during the break eating Tiffany McIsaac's pastries here. Tiffany, I don't even know what to say about all this stuff. How do you... keep track of everything that is you know,
and the desserts that you do for the restaurants.
For all the restaurants.
It's a lot.
Do you have help? I hope.
Oh, thank God, yes. If I didn't have help, there's no way. I've got great cooks.
I got to hold some of this stuff up. I don't know if the camera can.
The camera got shots.
Well, I'm going to hold it up anyways because I might just eat it.
Let's talk about the Pop-Tarts because that is new. You weren't doing those before.
We were actually doing them sometimes on the weekends at the other location just to sort of see how it went and kind of get a system for making them, but
they're
we do them
glorious.
Every day here. Yeah.
You and know, I
this
love
is why
we're
radio,
a lot
radio's
of those.
A theater of the
People
mind. Radio them. Can't capture what this stuff looks
okay,
like.
Okay, but can you explain? Because these are not your store-bought
disgusting. No, not at all. I mean, we call them Pop-Tarts because they look like a Pop-Tart, but I think that they don't really taste anything
can
like them.
Can you stop
them?
Putting those up to your face? It's embarrassing.
I kind of like what you're doing there.
Okay, so just tell us what's in it, please.
It's well, the crust is made of whole wheat, so it's actually a graham cracker crust. We use the graham crackers for a lot of other things, but
oh my god,
yeah, delicious! I know.
And then today it's filled with cream cheese and then a compote made of rhubarb and strawberries,
yum,
and a lemon glaze on top.
So you're sticking with the local. All right, don't talk for a second. So let's just say after here today, you're going to...
I'm going to the farmer's market. Ballston, and then I'm going to the farmer's market.
So can you talk about quickly, because we only have like a minute, the new farmer's market that you guys are doing at the Wharf?
Yes, it's going to be super fun. The owner of the company spent all night last night building me a lemonade stand,
yay!
Which I'm really excited about because I wanted to do something kind of fun.
Are you stealing one of these bottles to take with you to put spike the lemonade a little bit?
Is that a good idea? Myself, that's a great idea. You shouldn't have said it out loud. You should have whispered it. Kind of blew my cover there.
Taking one to the prom.
Basically, it's going to be right down by the marina on the waterfront, kind of near Marina Cantina area. Mm-hmm. They're going to have live music. Actually, Birch and Barley Church, he's going to have beer, so you can shop for your produce while drinking a beer, which is kind of fun.
Mama.
Cool.
Arcadia is going to have a stand featuring Arcadia and some other farms.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a lemonade stand. We're going to do a fun new thing that I'm trying out. It's going to be Pie of the Week.
Cool.
So you can pre-order your pie to pick up the following week, and it'll just be whatever I make.
Yeah, you guys are doing so much.
You have to leave your faith in me, but I think you will be rewarded if you
do. I'm going to put in my order now. Can I put in my order now?
You know, you've got like all these things going on. I was talking to Michael Babbitt, who's the CEO, the other day, and he looked at me and said, today, Washington, tomorrow, Subvarlt.
Oh, my gosh. It's intense. I'm not going to lie, but it's
German
fun.
What is your German accent today?
I don't know, Fräulein. What
it's
is
annoying.
It?
Annoying.
I don't know. I slept with my Lederhosen last night.
All right.
So, okay. So...
We're going to say
goodbye.
Thanks
for coming in. Stuff's gorgeous. Let's get back to Scott Harris. Scott, we're tasting your rye whiskey.
This is a Mosby spirit, and it's clear. It looks like water, and people don't expect that when you say whiskey.
It does. I just
yeah, it really doesn't look like it can be harmful at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's 40% alcohol, so it's as strong as any normal whiskey. But it's a lovely, light, wonderful
spirit. It's really floral.
Yeah.
It's
and it's nothing like what you expect from whiskey. So a lot of diehard whiskey drinkers who look for all that deep, mineral, earthy kind of oak flavor don't find it in this one, you know. And this one is actually a really nice replacement for vodka.
Can you imagine?
Well,
a guy describing a whiskey as floral. Can you see an old cowboy movie?
Yeah.
Give me a shot of whiskey and make sure it's floral.
So why did you come up with this one? Since it's so different from what's out there.
It's so different. You know, it's basically, if it were from fruit, we'd call it an eau de vie, which means, you know, basically it's a French word for, you know, fruit spirit that's not aged. And it's just a really nice, light grain spirit. And it's a nice replacement for vodka. Our equipment doesn't produce vodka, and we're not really that interested in vodka. So this is a spirit that you could put, for instance, in a Bloody Mary, where you want to let a little grain flavor shine through, you know, and have some of that beautiful flavor in there.
Excellent. All right, so what are you going to pour
for
us next?
Next, we'll pour the aged version. So what we tell people is these are the exact same spirits. One's been in an oak barrel, and one hasn't. And it's amazing to see what the difference in the wood is.
I mean, even the color, you can see.
Even the color. I mean, all the color comes from the wood.
Can you show it to the camera?
And all the color comes from the wood, and all the flavor changes as well. So you get all these deep, rich toffee and caramel and flan notes. In fact, what you're tasting is oak.
Interesting.
So
very pretty.
I'll pour these out.
While you're pouring,
we're
going
to ask you to move to the side,
Sam,
please.
Over here. We're going to make a little shift because this is live radio.
Well, we're not live today. We're taping today.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
This is our first argument, everybody. all right. So if you live a mobile life or if you're always palming your iPad, you got to know about Venga. It's the new mobile app and website that makes sure you can be in the know wherever you go. I made that up. You may have it.
I like that.
But Winston Lord and Sam Von Pull are our two local guys who created Venga. And Venga is taking off like a rocket. Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, good. So, welcome. Give everybody the 411 on Venga, because you can do it better than certainly we can. We want to be about 4 inches from that microphone. So,
sure. So, Venga is an app available for iPhone, Android phones, and soon the web and mobile web for any BlackBerry users out there that lets you find out what's happening at restaurants and bars around you. It's a comprehensive source for all the offers, specials, events, happy hours that are happening in the D.C. metro area. So if you want to know, you know, where you can find the first soft-shelled crabs of the season, or a four-course Tuscan wine dinner, or just a cheap beer on a Tuesday night, Venga's got it.
All right, well,
That's very interesting, but I also happen to know you can find the list, areyouon.com, on there, too. Not that I would
care. Plug. Well, let's back up a little bit and talk about how you guys came up with this concept and why you felt that it was a need for an app like this.
Sure. Actually, we have one other partner that's a co-founder. Her name is Reg Stefanius, and I've known her for about 20 years.
Okay.
And one day she had a friend in town, and they had about a half hour to sort of decide where to go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a car, and she didn't know where to go. She's like, I can pull up the Nikkei stock index from Japan in a heartbeat. I can get the weather, but I can't know what's going on around me at my favorite restaurants and bars. So a light went off on her head. She, approached me about a year ago. I had my own PR firm at the time. And she said, will you do some due diligence and see what's out there and stuff? And in the course of that, I said, wow, light went off in my head too. And said, you know, nothing else out there is like this. Mm-hmm. And we decided to bring in, she asked me, we need to bring a third person in, and there's only one person that came to mind.
Sam, did the light go off in your head? Because if so, I'd like to know if you guys can read in the dark.
It did. It's one of those things where when you first hear the idea, you think there's got to be something out there that does exactly this. And we did a lot of research, and really there wasn't. There was no good way to find out what's happening at the restaurants and bars. And so that's why we created Venga.
And from trusted sources, not to put another plug in for you guys right now, but, you know, we are finding the right partners in D.C.
Like the list, are
well,
you on
yes,
it?
Well, they're also yes, working exactly. with Amanda. I mean, you're working with Metricurian, right. who's a good friend. I mean, you know, there are some people in the city, you know, myself included. I mean, we're diehards. We cover the food and wine scene here. But it is true. I mean, you could go to a website and find the restaurants that have opened most recently, but finding promotions going on at restaurants at that moment is not so easy to find. I mean, you have to do your homework before you go out. It's hard to do it while you're out.
All right, let's talk about, though, specifically what happens on the site, because for techno dorks...
Like my husband.
That's not nice.
It's a fact.
My wife just called me a dork. Thank God no one's listening. let's walk a new user through the application. What's the first thing we should look to do when we get to govenga.com or wherever we go?
Sure. When you launch the app, there's a variety of different ways to get information. Each one of these is a different sort of scenario. So, for example, the first thing you can do is just pull up a map and see what's going on right around you. So if you come out of a work or come out of a Wizards game and you want to know what's happening near the Verizon Center where you can get a cheap beer.
You need to get a little closer to the mic, please.
Oh, sure. That's where you can use the Near Me feature. Mm-hmm. The other thing you can do is create what we call your A-list. These are your favorite restaurants and bars. It can be 5, it could be 50. And you can see with one click what's happening at all those places. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of your go-to, your little black book of going.
But so you create that list yourself based on what? Where do you get, how do you create your A-list?
You add your favorites. So it could be the little coffee shop down the street. It could be that place you always take your husband or wife for your anniversary, or mm-hmm. just that. Your lunch
so how counter. Do you add it? Is it like just the address and the name? Is
it you,
like
you can your... add it a variety of different ways. So I could, if you know the name, you can just say, I plug in the name.
Buzz Bakery,
for example.
Excellent. How did you come up with that?
Would you like some of the waffle now? Yeah. Now I'll give you some of the waffle. Right.
I could see Buzz and uh-huh. Buzz comes right up. I can also find it by neighborhood. And so I could say, I want to find what's going on in Chinatown and see all the venues there. Or I could look for a venue feature. So I could say, I want to add all the venues, all the restaurants that have outdoor seating to my A-list so I can always find places to eat or drink outdoors.
Is it GPS driven? I mean, if I'm in the car and I'm in Penn Quarter and I go, you know, what's down here? I've never been here before. How do I enter that in order to have that collected?
You mean by region?
Yeah. Well, so there's a few different ways. One is you bring up that Near Me map and that right. accesses the GPS chip in your phone. And instantly shows you what's around you. The other option is you can look at your A-list, your favorite places, and you can sort it by proximity to current location.
Oh, cool.
And it'll show you exactly what's closest by.
Okay, but do these restaurants have to be partners with you? How does it work? So, like, sure. What if there's a restaurant that I love and I input it, but it's not a partner with you? I mean, how does it – just right. that's the kind of part I'm kind of
right.
curious about.
Right,
how does
right
that
now
work?
We have about 80 of the top restaurants and bars in D.C. that are working with us. Everyone from all of the Jose Andres restaurants like Zaytinya and Oyamel and Haleo to all the Bedrock bars, like Atomic Billiards and Buffalo Billiards, Chef Jeff's, all the Passion Food restaurants, and everything in between. So a huge sampling. But even if those restaurants – they communicate directly with you to tell you what's going on. We also curate and find the best content of the restaurants and bars that aren't on Venga. So you also find a comprehensive listing of what's happening.
So the information is there.
The information is there. Our database has 3,500 restaurants and bars in it. So everyone that's in D.C.
Now let's talk about some of the other things because we were playing with the app last night. What is a rut buster?
So the Rut Buster is our recommendation engine. Mm-hmm. So that's you just tell it some very basic information about what you want to do and where you want to go. And we make recommendations based on the things that you've liked in the past, the things your friends like, and the things that the Venga community as a whole likes.
So think Pandora, like the music recommendation
right.
engine.
It just comes closer to me.
Exactly. Just think Pandora, and it's like that same sort of mechanism.
Well, so you said that your friends like. So do you hook up with your friends on this as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. You know, going out is social in nature. People generally don't go out by themselves. And so Venga is social by nature. So you can add your friends. You just import them from Facebook or Twitter or Foursquare or Gmail. Mm-hmm. And you can see your friends' favorite, their A-list, their favorite restaurants and bars. So, for example, I live in D.C., but if I go out to Arlington, I can pull up an A-list of my friend in Arlington and see his favorite recommendations, which to me is a lot more relevant than just going onto a website and yeah. seeing what people right. who I don't know like.
Complain about things. Right.
And I think the point with the friends is also that it's a trusted, and going back to the trusted sources,
sure.
whether it's the list or youonit.com, uh-huh. or if it's others, whether it's your friends, these are trusted sources. You know, just think of how many times you go to a different city like Chicago or San Francisco.
Right.
You've got the night out. You have no clue where to go, so you're calling
you put it out there,
friends
right.
or emailing friends.
Mm-hmm.
This saves you that step. You can pull them up when we go national. You can look that up and figure it out.
All right, well, I want to talk about national, but we have to take a quick break. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to go more Venga. I just repeated
Venga,
myself,
Venga,
right?
Venga.
We'll be back in just a sec.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In case you didn't know, the Bethesda Central Farm Market is now open, and it's big. With around 40 vendors, folks have a ton to choose from, like local and organic produce, a huge selection of natural meats and poultry, eggs, cheeses, cured meats, take-home foods, and more. Plus, they've got a huge selection of bakery and organic breads, fresh ground coffee, and more, all from top-quality family farmers, orchard growers, and artisan food producers. And since I'm the Beast, you know I'm cheap, and I want to say that aside from the really big draw of great prices and great selection is the fact that there's free parking on Sundays when the farmers market is open, and I love free parking. That's Bethesda Central Farm Market. It's open Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Elm Street in downtown Bethesda. Visit BethesdaCentralFarmMarket.com for more info and to sign up for their weekly e-blast with lots of info about special arrivals and more. Bethesda Central Farm Market. If you're not living on the farm, it's the next best thing.
Hey, everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis. We're back on Foodie and the Beast, and we're talking Venga with Winston Lord and Sam Von Pollara. Guys, one thing that I noticed on the app, on the site, is there's no advertising at all, which is interesting because it could be a source of revenue. But you guys have decided not to do it. Why?
That's right. There's just so much great content on Venga that we didn't want to sacrifice any screen space.
You don't like money?
Well, the way Venga works is we charge the restaurants to be a part of Venga, to be able to push all their offers and specials to consumers. So we don't want to, Venga is sort of a high quality application. We don't want, flashing ads telling
they
you
they don't
want
to dirty it up with right. ugly ads. That's what they're saying. You got it?
I'm in the advertising.
I know
business.
What you
Did
are.
Did you just say the phrase ugly ad? You're walking home. All right. Well,
let's talk about right when we were cutting it off. Yeah, make faces. Right when we were cutting it off, we talked about you guys going national. What does that mean? Do you have a rollout plan in place? What are you planning on doing?
We do. So the plan is to expand to a few more markets. This year, probably along the East Coast, and mm-hmm. then start to take this concept nationally early in 2012.
What sort of manpower do you need? I mean, that's a lot of data to enter in. I mean, how do you go to, say, a city like New York, which is so enormous and get all that content in there. I mean, that just seems insane.
They go to Open Table and say, do you want to buy us?
The first step is to find the Nikki Nellis of
New York
City.
I think there's a lot
I don't think
there
are any of them. I looked before I married her. Yeah. I couldn't find one.
You're right. It is a lot of manpower, but you know, thankfully with technology these days, these kinds of applications are pretty easily scalable, mm-hmm. and so we can do that without too much labor.
Okay. Now you guys have a kickoff party that you started talking about.
Yep.
Didn't we already go to the kickoff party at Fiola? I feel like I went to one already.
We did. Now this is the public launch for us, which is going to be Wednesday, June 15th at mm-hmm. Cities.
But you have to be.
A Venger user to gain admittance. You actually have to show that you have it downloaded on your phone.
Okay,
so,
cool.
But it's June 15th from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm. At the New Cities.
At the New Cities, which mm-hmm. is downtown. I forget the address offhand, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And more details to come. And that's coinciding sort of with our second phase of marketing in general. So another thing that we're also announcing in the next week or two is our Priceless Prizes promotion, or only on Venga promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is...
Is there a button on there that says that yet?
Not yet, but there will be once we go live. And then we'll also make sure that we send out press releases and tweet and Facebook about that. But, mm-hmm. it, you know, these are prizes that are truly things you can't find anywhere else. So, for mm-hmm. example, Top Chef fan favorite Spike Mendelsohn mm-hmm. has agreed for a winner and 9 of their friends to cook dinner in that winner's home. For example.
So how do you, so what's the process? How do you win that?
Yeah, so basically you just have to download Venga and share it with friends, basically, which is a very simple process.
So it's like getting entered in.
It is. It's basically, that's your entrance fee, basically, because mm-hmm. we're free to download. There's no cost associated with it. It's just.
But every time you have one of these contests, how do you get entered in, or just being a Venga subscriber gets you to
Once you're in, you mm-hmm. can be eligible for all the prizes as they get rolled mm-hmm. out. They get rolled out probably over... Every 2 weeks, there'll be a new prize.
And we got to close up.
I know we do. I just want to ask one other question. This app seems to me to be sort of in response to all those deal emails and sites that are out there now. How do you guys feel about those? And are you planning to add that to your site? Or what's it like for you? I mean, how do you guys take that in?
You know, I think the daily deal sites work for a certain segment of the population, for a certain group of restaurants. But... most of our clients are those that have never done anything with a daily deal site because, frankly, they don't need to.
Well, couponing is wrong for, you know, a better restaurant.
Right, so. And they're very difficult to be profitable. For, you know, they're giving such steep discounts that it's not often worth it for these restaurant owners. But they love the idea of being able to communicate directly with both their loyal customers and also new customers via Venga.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just last thought is just think of the sandwich boards that are outside restaurants or bars mm-hmm. and putting that on your phone. So it could be about the live jazz brunch on Sunday, could be about the happy hour on Monday, could be about the new creation that the chef has whipped up on Tuesday.
Right.
Putting that all in your fingertips. So whether it's right around you, what's going on right around you, or what's going on in my favorite places, I have all that information.
The content's there.
Right there.
But it is up to the restaurant to input that information, correct? Like, it's in the restaurant's hands.
They control their message.
So they
have
to be proactive partners.
Right.
All right, well, if you want information about Venga, if you're still in the dark, go to govenga.com, right?
Right. Or you can just download our apps directly from the iTunes app market or the Android market.
Excellent. All right, guys, thanks so much for coming.
I'm going to talk to Scott.
You go to Scott. I'm going to go to
Tom.
The chef.
Okay. All right. So, Scott, here's my thing. Why a distillery? How did you get the education? What were you doing? Were you moonshining back in the woods of Loudoun County?
No, actually, my background, I spent 20 years in computer science. And so I spent 20 years on my butt writing computer programs.
So instead of concocting, you were concocting.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I mean, it was good. We saved up some money and, you know, we made a living. And my wife is a chemical engineer as well. She worked for companies like CibaVision doing contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 20 years went by and we decided, you know what, it's time for a change. Let's see what we can do with ourselves here. So we quite literally took our savings and built a business plan and then launched our company.
But this must have been some kind of a dream that somebody
It was
had.
Building, yeah, yeah. You know, for 5 or 10 years, every time we'd go on vacation to Europe, we'd end up at distilleries doing tours and, you know, it became kind of a habitual thing. We were definitely into it. And basically, at a certain point, I kept bugging my wife, you know, we should start a distillery.
Awesome.
And she said, you're crazy. And then finally she
said, you're crazy.
Yeah, and she said, well, damn it, go write a business plan. And I think she She thought that'd be the end of it, you know.
That's so funny.
And I came back and I did.
It sounds so romantic because you know, I mean, all those stories about, you know, rum runners and all of that stuff. I mean,
there's a lot of romance to it, you know. But I mean, at the end of the day, I just got to a point where I said, you know, I just can't sit behind a desk doing PowerPoint charts for the rest of my life.
Why? There's so got to be more to it. I spend most of my day doing that.
Right.
Yawn. Carpal tunnel syndrome. And
exactly. I was dying behind the desk.
Thing. All right. Well, so this was.
So So this is your Roundstone rye. This is an aged rye whiskey, 100% rye. And I should point out, these spirits are organic, you know, so they're really clean and nice. This is our best-selling product, in fact, in the whole Washington, D.C. area. We're distributing now entire state of Virginia, mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., of course, Baltimore, Maryland.
We just introduced you to two chefs, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I love meeting chefs. And we actually are also in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Northern California.
Oh, really?
So you're moving around. All right. What are you going to pour next?
Next, I'll probably send around the gin. So our gin is also made from rye.
I love gin.
And it's like one of the few rye-based gins in the country. And it's actually started out as a byproduct of our whiskey production. Some of the liquor we couldn't use for whiskey, we decided to clean it up and make gin out of it. So what we do is we double distill our rye tailings, which is the tail end of the distillation that doesn't taste good for whiskey. You clean that up, making something that's similar to a vodka. And then we macerate our herbs into it. So we take juniper and coriander and about 10 different herbs, all organic, of course, and soak those like a big tea bag in the spirit. It turns brown like tea. And then we put that spirit back into the still and clean it up by distilling it a third time. And when the third distillation happens, the alcohol, the steam from the alcohol, carries with it the botanical oils of all the herbs, and it just makes a really beautiful spirit.
I know you're speaking English, but I just don't understand what you're saying.
Software engineer.
Think juniper, lots of juniper. Yeah, so it's really nice. I'll start pouring
this one. I got some gin. It's going to knock your socks. All right, well, while you're pouring that, let's get on to Chef Tom Elder. He's the executive chef at Hearth in the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner, and I have to say, after reading up on what you're doing out there, this is not, you know, your grandmother's Hilton restaurant in any way, shape, or form. So, Chef, let's start from the start. Where'd you come from? How did you get into this chefing biz?
Oh, well, that's a pretty long story. I don't know how far we want to go back.
No, cut it down.
we'll do a short one.
Right.
I kind of fell into cooking by having my first job, start off washing dishes or whatever, and one day they asked me if I wanted to cook steaks, and I'm like, sure. And it turned out that I loved it. And from there, it just started progressing. Went to culinary school up in New York, CIA, and then
Hyde Park,
Poughkeepsie.
Boy, look at you. Look what you know.
I was in Hyde Park.
Right?
It's pretty close to here, isn't it?
Pardon me, but I actually met Eleanor Roosevelt in Hyde Park. How about that? So I've been there.
Why
don't
you just date yourself
while
you're at it? Okay, very good.
I dated myself a couple of years. It wasn't bad. We got along fine. Okay, and then so how long have you been with the Hilton group?
I've been with Hilton here in Tyson's Corner, McLean, for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So start of, you know, brought in when the worldwide headquarters moved in, brought me in, and we started this process of...
Do you know Paris?
Yes.
Really?
Not really.
Well, yeah, but not really. I mean, she's not my best friend. We don't text.
I mean, you don't text. You're not her BFF.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Are you on her new reality show? That's all we want to know.
The thing about that's so interesting about, you know, when we were reading up on you is that, you know, listen, the local sourcing and organic thing is big and it's caught on with everybody. But you really, you know, again, you've taken it to the extreme, and it's really an extreme that you would find. You might find in a fine dining restaurant that's a single entity out there in the world. But I mean, you know, you've got beehives.
Okay.
You've got your
own
garden.
What's your question?
Well, why? I mean, why for a hotel?
Well, I think what we're trying to do, and I think it's about sense of community. So I think that's the biggest thing. Like, we want to be good stewards to the earth, you know, to the land, air, water, and that kind of thing. And I think everybody is kind of going in that direction. I mean,
are the Hilton hotels going in that direction?
Hilton hotels are definitely going in that direction.
Well, I'll tell you, we've had several hotels in, big hotels, over the last 2 months, 3 months,
and
with new restaurants. And everybody, you know, everybody is sort of talking about local and, you know, working with local purveyors. I mean, I love that you're doing the bees, but and you have your own garden.
Yeah, talk about your
garden.
Was
that your idea? Did that come from Hilton? I mean, how did that come to be?
Well, it's actually my idea. It's part of that sustainability, that good stewardship.
And I think that's kind of peppers. That's what
I love peppers. Actually, my general manager loves peppers more than I do. And we started this off going, you know, we need to get a garden. We want to do herbs. We want to do things for the hotel. And it's like, oh, you know, we can incorporate some peppers into this. So now we're growing some of the hottest peppers in the world.
How many different kinds of peppers are you growing?
We have 9 right now.
Savannah Red Habanero, Devil's Tongue. I mean, Jamaican Chocolate Habanero, Trinidad Scorpion. Trinidad Scorpion sounds like it hurts.
It does.
It does. That's
and how cool are you using the peppers?
Well, we're using them as a condiment, really. I mean, we make our own ketchup so that we can make a spicy ketchup. We'll put in aiolis, just different things like that.
So you're just having fun.
And then, you know, sometimes it turns into like the little dare things. Like everyone wants to try this. It's the hottest pepper in the world.
Have any of your guests died?
No.
No, that's good.
Not at all.
That's a good thing.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to really talk about the restaurant and the kinds of things you're doing there. I hear the design is fantastic. Yeah. And we'll
get into the beehives.
We'll definitely get into the beehives. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Booty and the Beast. I'm having problems speaking.
That's easy for you to say.
We'll be talking more hearth when we get back.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents Perspective work for you.
Here's what you can do to help stop the flu. Cough or sneeze into your sleeve, not your hands. Wash your hands often with soap and water or alcohol-based hand sanitizers. You should avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Germs spread that way. Stay home if you're sick and get a seasonal flu shot. For more on flu prevention and seasonal flu shot locations offered by Adventist Healthcare, go to helpstoptheflu.com. That's helpstoptheflu.com.
In partnership with WTOP Radio, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Washington.
What if learning a new language was as easy as watching your favorite TV show or playing your favorite video game? What if, while you were having your morning coffee, you could learn how to speak or read a new language? Well, now you can. Introducing an all-new, more powerful Rosetta Stone. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the all-new Rosetta Stone software is now easier than ever before. You can learn your new language on your computer, then practice in your car or on your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing a single word. It's never been easier to learn a new language. And to celebrate, Rosetta Stone is giving away free demo CD-ROMs of their all-new language immersion technology. To get yours absolutely free, call now, 1-800-900-2599. Immerse yourself in your new language. Call now and receive your free demo CD-ROM of the all-new Rosetta Stone software. 1-800-900-2599. For your free demo, call 1-800-900-2599.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast. Before we get back into the show, I just want to do a quick shout-out to the folks that make this show possible, the people at Georgetown Bagelry, the Neighborhood Restaurant Group. We had Tiffany McIsaac in here earlier. She was great. Founding Farmers, Farmers and Fishers, our friends over in the Georgetown Harbor. The folks at Noti Bianchi Dish and Circle Bistro, and our new sponsor, Charles Schwartz & Son Fine Jewelers. So thanks for supporting the show. So, Chef, let's get back to you.
We learned a little bit about you, but we haven't really talked about the restaurant. I really want to hear what the whole restaurant feel is like from design to menu.
Okay, well, design is very contemporary. It's actually it's a mixture of different design elements in there, and it's kind of cool. It's like we have open table seating right by the windows. The windows look outside. The terrace is going to be built probably by the middle of August. We'll have an outdoor terrace.
Great.
So you'll have that look. But then there's also like this semi-private dining room area with a lot of great design elements. And it's semi-private, so it's open, but yeah, it can be, you know, a little bit private. And then we have these three great, what I call Hollywood-style booths. They're they're like a white pearl leather, tuck-pointed, and they're huge tables, and you can fit 6, 8, 10 people around.
Oh, wow, they're big.
Yeah, they're huge, and it just has this different feel. So you can have several different Experiences all in the same restaurant. And fireplaces.
What about the menu? So tell us about some of the things we can find on the menu.
Okay, so we'll talk about the menu. Menu is really American comfort food. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we wanted to make sure that we represented American food. Mm-hmm. America now is its own ethnic food, so it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's all the foods that we grew up with, and that's kind of how this restaurant came about. It's like the foods we grew up with. So I have a couple of my grandmother recipes on there.
Like?
Nana's chicken noodle soup is on there. And then we have a beef and veal meatball, which is it must be at least a 100-year-old recipe. So.
Cool.
As long as it's not a 100-year-old meatball.
All right. So
no.
So you opened up all these little pots in front of you. Tell us what you got there.
I got all these little jars. There's a couple things that we do there. We have a couple signature items, one of them being the applewood smoked bacon jam.
It sounds delicious.
So it's applewood smoked bacon. We got onion. We got chicken stock. Honey, mm-hmm. and Muscovado sugar. We cook that down and we make a jam. It's a
spreadable. Can this be bought at retail or you just get it in the restaurant?
You get it in the restaurant.
That's Does it come nice. Up with room service?
It can.
Okay, just checking.
Next time the Absolutely. Power goes out, we're going to the
And you have all these different herbs there. So you have your own garden. Can you tell us? We know about the peppers now, but what else are you growing?
Well, we're growing two kinds of tomatoes. The heirloom tomatoes. So we got a little yellow cherry tomato that we're doing. Then we have a black tomato that we're doing. So those will be
like a Cherokee, like the Cherokee red
it's
one?
It's called a black creme.
Ooh.
So it's kind of an heirloom black tomato mm-hmm. that we'll be using. And then once they ripen up, we'll put them in on the specials.
But how many tomato plants do you have, though?
I got a dozen of each.
Oh, okay. So that's
how much land did you take up for the garden?
Not very much. We have this back area that is kind of like an atrium right outside of our hotel, so you kind of see it. Like we have parties inside, and you can see the garden. There's a nice sign out there, and that kind of thing. And
can you pass some of that bacon jam?
Absolutely.
So now you guys also have a farmer's market, correct?
Yes, we have a farmer's.
Are you behind that?
Yes, we're. We had all kinds of things we wanted to do, and again, this is part of that sustainability. Community, and I think that's the biggest part we want to talk about is the fact that, you know, we're
I'm
a good. Part
I'm
of the
bite hers.
All right, that
didn't
we're
sound
part
right
of the community.
Did it? That sounded wrong.
That's what he always says. Anyway,
allow me to bite yours.
So when is the farmers market?
Farmers markets are
that's delicious.
Thursday afternoons.
That is nuts. Wait a minute.
4 to 7.
Hold it.
It's delicious.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever had bacon jam before. It's really tasty. None of you get any. So when will that, is it started?
We're looking at this Thursday coming up.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. Excellent. So and you're working
not
with.
Not today.
Not today. Thursday. Next Thursday. You're working with local vendors.
Local vendors.
Farmers.
Farmers, people that I use, people mm-hmm. that are. I get to tour around the countryside. I ride my motorcycle and go check out these farms and things. And
what is it with chefs and motorcycles?
Chefs
do you
love
all
their
want
motorcycles.
To die?
It's amazing.
Is that what it is?
We
thrill
like
seekers.
Excitement. We have this energy, this thrill thing that we do.
You know, there's a club of them around here. Do you know the guys?
Well,
they all do it.
I know there's a few of them. I've seen a few of them around. I haven't joined the club yet.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
There's less every weekend. Okay. All right. Well, let's make sure everybody knows where Hearth is, and your hours and all the kind of basic nitty gritty stuff and how to find you online if they want to come see you.
Okay. Yeah. Hearth is located at the in Tyson's Corner at the Hilton. On mm-hmm. Jones Branch Drive.
Okay.
It's hearthrestaurant.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's
You're
our
right
website.
Behind Tyson, the Galleria.
Yeah, so we're
a block away.
By Tyson's 2.
Yeah.
Would mm-hmm. be the side that we're
right.
on.
Okay, great.
We do have Facebook, so it's Hearth Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Facebook.
Better spell Hearth for him.
HARTH.
Spelled yes. like it sounds. Hearth.
Well, they might spell it HERTH, which is like hearth.
Hearth.
Or hearth.
Or
okay.
hearth.
All right. So
the center of the kitchen.
All right. Well, Chef, thanks for coming in. This stuff.
And I think we should put the two of you together because you make your own tonic.
Right.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
So gin and tonic sounds good about
us.
Now, right?
Listen, and
that's
seriously, we don't even want a commission. We want a commission. All right. So let's go back to Scott. Scott, yep. You guys, you're very smart because I know you got a lot of events that you're involved in, you know, off property, but also at the property. You want to take us through some of the stuff that's coming up?
Yeah, sure. We've got always seems like a lot of stuff going on. In June, I guess this coming weekend on Saturday, we're going to be down at the Park Hyatt doing the barrel tasting as part of their Masters of Food and Wine event. So that's going to be fun. We'll have a barrel there. We'll have samples of these spirits and show what the process is to age them and what that does to it. So that'll be fun. We have a at the Homewood Museum out near Johns Hopkins, we're doing a event, and there's several distillers coming out, and it's basically a history of moonshine. And so we'll have Dr. Dennis Pogue, who's the head, basically the historian behind Mount Vernon and the distillery there, out talking about you know, the importance of spirits in the history of America. And then in the next week, we have actually a workshop. We do four times a year, we do a distilling workshop. People can find it on our website, and they can come in for a day, and we do it. We do tastings. We actually make whiskey with them. They get to do hands-on whiskey making legally, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of great interest. We talk about the business of distilling. We talk about the artistry of it, and we do it ourselves.
Well, that allows me to make the deaf segue. Let's make sure everybody knows how to find Catoctin Creek online.
It's catoctincreek.com, and Catoctin's a tough word. A lot of people have trouble with it, but Google always gets you there. So.
Okay.
C-A-T-O-C-T-I-N.
That's right. It's a name of the
like
creek. We actually sit on the Catoctin Creek, and that's why we're called that.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks so much for coming
Scott, thank
in.
Thank you. This is terrific. All right. We got to wrap up quickly. How much time do we have left?
I do want to say that we've talked a lot about what there is going on. If you go to the listareyouonit.com,
I feel like we plugged it enough today,
well,
don't you?
Plugging. I mean, if you want to know what's going on in the world about these guys and all our guests and what's going on in the city, go there.
Absolutely. Okay, so as we do on every show, we like to talk about a specific charity. There's an excellent event going on. We think everybody should know
coming
about
up, this Wednesday, June 8th, at the Park Hyatt. They're going to kick off their series of Paws at the Park happy hours that benefit the Washington Animal Rescue League.
And we
tickets
love
are 12
dogs.
Bucks. The hotel is down at 24th and M, so everybody knows where that is. If you call 202-789-1234, tickets are only $12, and you get two drinks for beer and wine, plus dog treats.
Okay, and as we do on every show, we also like to talk about, we like to leave you with a little quote.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
W.C. Fields, my famous favorite quoter, once said, "Once during Prohibition, I was forced to live for days on nothing but food and water."
But I'm fine.
No laugh out of you.
I don't find Prohibition very funny.
All right, so we want to thank Tiffany McIsaac, Winston Lord, Sam Von Polara, Scott Harris, and Chef Tom Elder for coming in today. Next week
we have a great show. We have Mike Isabella. He's going to be opening up Graffiato.
Top
He's going to be
guy.
In studio. And author Patricia Wells is calling in from Paris.
And our friends from Bethesda Central Farm Market, our newest advertiser, starting
Woo-hoo.
Next week.
All right.
This is Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis.
Have a delicious week.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on the Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
Looking for usable news and information that helps you do your job? Tune into In-Depth with Francis Rose every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Francis explores the relationship between agencies and Congress by taking you to the hearing rooms on Capitol Hill and asking questions of federal decision makers and experts. You'll get a firsthand look at how Congress affects your agency's personnel, funding, and oversight. In-Depth also looks at the relationship between agencies and contractors, companies that do billions of dollars of business with the federal government talk about the work they're doing for agencies, the work they're bidding on, and the work they didn't get. And In-Depth will help you be a better manager. Francis talks to authors, scholars, and managerial experts about managing projects, managing your workforce, and managing yourself. In-Depth with Francis Rose, every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Tired of playing catch up with the news? Stay informed all the time with the Federal News Flash. The Federal News Flash is a daily email from Federal News Radio that will bring you the latest news and information about the federal government and the federal contracting world. Find out about exclusive stories and interviews only heard on Federal News Radio. Sign up for the Federal News Flash at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on the Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to the Lifelong Wells Nutritional Hour with the phenomenal Cheryl Wells. This program will feature the fastest nutritional discoveries available, and our special guest will talk about natural healing and prevention methods in caring for your health. And now, here's Cheryl Wells.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing out there? This is Cheryl Wells, and you're listening to the Lifelong Wells Nutrition Hour. I'm so excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about a revolutionary, unique product on the market called BioVaxin. And we have a guest on today whose name is Mr. Tom Lehman.